Welcome to Sharpen the Iron Podcast, where it is my job to share with you tools, lessons, inspiration, and ideas to help you sharpen your iron mind, empowering you to go out and walk with God day by day to maximize your life. Today, we are talking about this mantra that came to me, this phrase that came to me the other day, that imperfect action trumps inaction. So the other day, I had quite a few things to do on my to-do list. And, you know, they all kind of needed to get done. However, one task was not necessarily more important than any other task. So I spent a few moments thinking, you know, what should I do first? Should I do this? I asked myself. Then thought, no, maybe I should do this first. And I spent some time in my head wrestling before I was like, okay, I just need to start somewhere. I was weighing all these options, trying to calculate things out. I was like, does it not really matter with what or where? Just start something. And I did. And I began working on one of the tasks. And then this mantra hit me that imperfect action is better than no action. There was no perfect place to start in this case. But taking that first step just puts you a million miles ahead of never beginning at all. What happens when we analyze things too much is that it leads to paralysis by analysis. And I've talked about this in other places, in talking about the paradox of choice. In that episode, we talked about paralysis by analysis. You literally become paralyzed for a moment or for a while because you are overthinking so much. You're so in your head. And what you have to do to break away from paralysis by analysis, you literally just have to move your body. You are so in your head that you may feel stuck. And so what you have to do is just start, just take action. And this idea came to me when I was working on a farm last winter and I was helping on redoing a bathroom. I was ripping boards off the wall. There was drywall everywhere, all over the floor. It was just a total mess in that very small room. As I looked at it to start cleaning up, I was just so overwhelmed. Where do I even begin? I thought to myself. I looked around and did the same thing I did with my to-do list. Maybe here, I thought to myself. No, well, then maybe I should start there. No, not there either. And I kept thinking about it, and then I just snapped, and I just told myself to just start. I just have to begin. Just move my body. Because, again, there was no perfect place to begin. I just had to start. So now, obviously, this does not work every time because sometimes there are priorities, especially with day-to-day tasks. Sorry, I kind of worded that weird. You know, there is times when, even with our day-to-day tasks, when we have priorities, when we have things we really need to get done, we can sit and overthink them, and we still have to go take action. We still have to just start. And the same applies for if we don't have something on our to-do list that prioritizes, that is above the other things that need to get done. In both cases, we just have to begin. When we have priorities, however, you know what is most important. So you can begin with those tasks and then just go from there. And I think this is also a skill that can be honed over time. The things that most need to get done, the thing that is at the top of your priority list, can sometimes be the thing that you avoid the most because it honestly may be the hardest thing to do or the hardest thing out of all the tasks to do. And this is the idea of eating frogs first or starting your day by doing the hardest task on your to-do list, right? Which makes everything else feel a bit easier when you get that hard thing out of the way. Now, obviously, it's challenging to start your day with the hardest thing, but it's a great way to build momentum for the day and just makes everything, again, feel a bit easier. And not to mention as well that you can reduce anxiety cost by doing the hardest thing first. So for example, when I was running, say it was a Saturday and I had a 20-mile long run to complete, sometimes I would push that thing off until 3 or 4 or 5 in the afternoon because I was avoiding the inevitable. I was not eating frogs first. And what this led to was me worrying and thinking all day about doing this run. And this is what anxiety cost is, right? I spent all that time worrying about the thing where if I would have just taken action earlier and faced up to it, and got it out of the way, it would have completely changed how I approached that day and felt that day. And this happens in our lives all the time, where we push off the inevitable. And conflict delayed, as Jordan Peterson says, is conflict multiplied. When it's late and you want to just go to bed, but there's dishes you got to put away, take the 2 minutes tonight to put the dishes away so you don't have to worry about it tomorrow. I mean, it's just doing a little thing that your future self will thank you for. And the more you practice just confronting what needs to be done, what you know you need to do, the stronger you become. Because there's decisions that we can put off. There's things that we can put off for a very long time. But the sooner you just face up to that thing, the sooner you just deal with it and get it taken care of, the sooner it's over and the quicker you can move on with your life, right? If you have a big decision to make, but you wait months and months to make that decision, you're just delaying your life. You're delaying the inevitable. Whereas the person who maybe has that same decision to make, but they make it in a week instead of 2 months, how much quicker can they move on with their lives? And so it's a hard thing, but it's a very worthwhile thing to chip away at each and every day, because, I mean, what else is there? I mean, it's a great challenge in life to just face up to the things you know you need to face up to and stop avoiding them. And I think the reason I bring up this idea is because oftentimes things that seem simple are also extremely complex. This is partly why I wanted to talk about this. You know, for example, say you want to run a marathon and you start with that goal in mind. And that seems simple, right? You just have to run 26.2 miles. But then you start to think about it. Now, where do I start? You know, all of a sudden, all these questions flood you and you wonder, what shoes do I need? How many times a week should I run? What should I eat? How far should I run? How fast should I run? What should I wear? Where should I go train? Should I use the treadmill or go outside? Do I need to get a watch? You know, all these questions start to arise. And if you spend too much time thinking and not acting, you can become so overwhelmed with all the details that you may never even begin. Because really, there is no perfect way or place to start. Go on Google, you look up a 16-week marathon plan, you're going to get 100 different marathon plans, right? They're going to have a few similarities, but everyone has a different way of doing it in a way. Everyone recommends different shoes, or everyone trains in different ways. And so, like, there's so much complexity to it that you can just be so overwhelmed. You just have to realize there's no perfect place to start. There's no perfect way to start. You have to just be willing to take that imperfect action. And honestly, you just learn from there. Because it is far too easy to sit on the sidelines of life and never start or take action or put yourself out there, especially in a modern world where, you know, I don't really have to do much. I can kind of go to work if I need to, wake up, go to work, and then get home, sit, and just kind of numb myself. I can watch, use my phone, watch, be stimulated by my phone constantly, have Netflix, I got a couch, I can Uber Eats anything. Like, I never really have to take action. I can kind of sit here and avoid it. Whereas you think of how long ago, if people didn't take action, I mean, they starved, they died. If you didn't go out and tend to the crops, your family wasn't going to make it. And so that is the paradox of the modern world, where what a great thing that most of us no longer have that struggle, but now it's like we're almost, it's a crutch now. I just want to encourage you to take that leap of faith and just begin somewhere with anything. You know, if you want to start an instrument, I was talking to a friend and he kind of just taught himself the guitar over time. A year later, he can play a lot of music that he sees. He can just pick it up and play music. But, you know, he just started somewhere. He didn't know what he was doing when he began. And that's true and honest humility, to start from scratch, especially as you get older in life. And, you know, I think of with running too, like, I was running for 2 years, and then all of a sudden I get hurt, and now it's like a total reset. I had to start from scratch. I had to kind of start to do things a little differently. I'm going to have a different approach this time going into it. And so just being willing to start over, to start from scratch with things. You know, I think of this podcast. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm doing it. And no one can ever take that away from me. I'm learning along the way. It's not about how many people necessarily listen. It's not about getting to some destination, about having so many people listen or hear the podcast, it's really just about being in the arena, the everyday chopping wood, carrying water. It's doing it. It's helping me learn. There's more intrinsic reward. It's more intrinsically rewarding than extrinsically rewarding right now. And I think that's the beauty of a lot of things in life, is the intrinsic reward. It's you're doing it for the sake of doing the thing, not for what it can get you necessarily, publicly or whatnot. It's just the journey of doing the thing. I think of lifting weights and training. I got into it without any idea of what I was doing, and I still have really no clue what I'm doing. But over the years, I just started somewhere as a fool, and I've learned so much. And I think with my spiritual life and spiritual practices, this applies as well. I didn't really know where to start with reading the Bible. I didn't really know what the Bible even really contains, and I still don't, or how to even pray, but I just started. And by the grace of God, I began with all these things. I was fortunate enough to have just started at one point. And as you keep going, you keep learning. And part of this message truly is for myself, because I do not want to be just a talker. You know, words are cheap. I want to be the man in the arena, the person who is taking action, willing to try and fail. And again, this is so much easier said than done, because sucking at something is not very comfortable, right? I want to do the things that I'm good at. But as you continue to suck at something or fall forwards, you could think about it, the better you're going to get at that thing and the more you're going to enjoy it. You just kind of have to get through that stage of discomfort with it. But over time, you know, as well, within any honest journey or pursuit, you figure things out along the way. If you are attentive and have the actual desire to improve, the imperfect action becomes perfected. Not perfect, but you slowly work towards perfection. It's just slowly perfected over time. In Zechariah 4:10, it says, "Do not despise these humble beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin." It talks about in Luke how if you can be trusted with a little, then you can be trusted with a lot. And he says, if you can't be trusted with a little, what makes you think you can be trusted with a lot? I mean, you think if someone gave you a single seed, that's very little, that's nothing. But if you tend to that seed, and over time, over the years, eventually that seed grows into a tall tree and eventually bears fruit. It took a long time, but now you've really begun to multiply your seeds, and now you have a lot more seeds, and you can take care of those seeds and begin to just grow exponentially. And so you just can't overlook where you're at, who you are, the gifts you have. Just start. Just find a way to start using these gifts. Find a way to start using what God has gifted you with. Find a way to start using what is unique to you, because you are a very unique combination of so many different things, right? This example is from Naval that I heard. You know, an elephant's cool, but you get an elephant on a unicycle playing a trumpet. That's a really cool thing, like, because he's doing all these unique things, right? You're not just, all of a sudden now in this modern world, you can be someone who's interested in ultra running, who's also trying to pursue God in their lives, who is also interested in reading books and making podcasts, whatever it may be. You can really just become this combination of unique niches. And some of these things we are just prone towards. Like, I'm just kind of have an inkling towards things with psychology that just kind of attracts me, and you have those things that attract you as well. And if you can create this just interesting combination of uniqueness within yourself, and that becomes your gift to the world. God gifted it to you. It's your gift back to Him, and it's your gift to others. But you just have to start somewhere with these gifts. You have to start working on them, tending to them, and watering them, because what you water grows, and what you don't dies, and that's it. So I just, within any endeavor, whether it be your relationship with the Lord or in life, we just have to be willing to take the first imperfect step, and then one step after that, and this will trump in action all the time. because we try to avoid losses and taking risks, but fail to realize that there is not only a price for playing the game, but there is also a price for not playing. Inaction comes at a cost, and it may be more costly than ever taking action, right? You're already in this thing. You are already alive. Why not go all in? Why not, you know, what other choice do you have? Anything less than all in would be a lie. So just put yourself out there. Move your body. Just F it up and figure it out. Go be willing to take that action to just try something for some time. Give it a chance. That's it. That's what I got today. So imperfect action trumps inaction. I urge you to go out there. Put yourself out there. Thank you guys for listening and showing up. I hope you have a good one. You have been blessed, so be blessers. I will see you next time. And as always, sharpen the iron.